Chapter 1. The Nazi Doctors and the Third Reich. Many doctors in Germany were convinced that they were the chosen people to create a healthy, racially pure Volkskörper, body of people, and, by doing so, establish a racial utopia. As strong supporters of National Socialism, they welcomed the founding of the Third Reich. After Hitler acceded to power, German physicians joined the SS in particular. During the 12 years of the Nazi era, 7% of German doctors became members of the SS. The average membership of the population was only 0.6%. Moreover, doctors were also overrepresented as a profession, with teachers comprising less than 0.5% and musicians only 3%. Only lawyers had a larger share in the SS than doctors. Historian Michael Cater explains the large share of doctors in the SS by the fact that Himmler especially recruited social and professional elites, such as lawyers and doctors, and that the SS offered them professional and socioeconomic security and desired recognition. The doctors realized that the SS offered them limitless control over life and death, which would command more respect for their profession and themselves. The average income of German doctors increased significantly after 1933, even exceeding the income of lawyers. The Nazi doctors of the human experiments also joined the SS in large numbers. German doctors were far more reluctant to join the NSDAP than the SS. Before 1933, only 7% of all German doctors joined the NSDAP, Nazi Party. They joined the party when it seemed reasonable to do so in 1933 and 1937. In 1933, physicians comprised almost a quarter of all academic professionals in the NSDAP. Most doctors joined the NSDAP in 1937, with a membership rate of 43% of the total profession. German physicians sat on the fence during the first years of the Nazi era, insecure about the effects of the new regime on their profession. By 1937, the Third Reich had won their trust for several reasons. The NSDAP had solved the economic crisis and had reorganized the medical profession. Moreover, the regime had solved the Jewish question in the medical sector. Jews were overrepresented as physicians during the Weimar Republic. The Völkischer Beobachter, official newspaper of the Nazi Party, stated on March 23, 1933, "There is probably no job that is as important for the greatness and future of the nation as the medical one. But no one is as Jewish as he is and so hopelessly in foreign matters. Thinking has been drawn into it. Jewish lecturers dominate the chairs of medicine, de-soul the healing art, and have with generation after generation of young doctors soaked in mechanistic spirit. Jewish colleagues headed the professional associations and medical associations. They falsified and undermined the medical concept of honor native ethics and morals. The Nazi regime took measures to solve the Jewish problem in the medical profession. In the summer of 1933, 235 scientists and researchers were fired at German universities for being non-Aryan or Marxists, many of whom were Jews. By in 1934, the regime imposed restrictions on the medical profession, excluding Jews from their jobs. They could hardly practice as family doctors anymore and were fired en masse at hospitals and universities. The exclusion of Jews created job opportunities for German physicians. The Nazi doctors all had their own reasons to join the NSDAP and the SS. However, ideological support and careerism are the most important reasons. In all cases, there was an interaction between these two motivations. Nevertheless, most of the career opportunities that the Third Reich offered were decisive. A few examples will illustrate this point. After he participated in the Beer Hall Putsch, which was a failed coup d'etat by Nazi Party leader Adolf Hitler, Gebhardt refrained from politics and concentrated on his career. In May 1933, he contacted his old childhood friend Himmler. They had lost contact in 1923. When they met again in 1932, Himmler promised Gebhardt that he could work as a physician in his personal staff. In a letter of May 1933, Gebhardt asked for Himmler's support. The letter shows that Gebhardt, as a staunch National Socialist, was ambitiously striving to become something in the state. At this time, Gebhardt was head of the Institut für Leibesübungen in Berlin-Charlottenburg. Gebhardt initially wanted to join the SA. Sturmabteilung was the Nazi Party's original paramilitary wing. It played a significant role in Adolf Hitler's rise to power in the 1920s and 1930s, out of careerism. Still, Himmler prevented him from doing so since this would damage his career. Instead, Gebhardt joined the SS in May 1933. He did not join